Thank you for holding. Is this Christopher?
Yep.
Hi, Christopher. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your company?
No, she explained it pretty well.
Okay. Have you ever done a search on Google for carpenters in your area before?
Yeah.
So you've seen the map that pops up and the three guys next to it? It's called Google Places. Guys like Black Diamond Woodworks, Shamrock Carpentry. Okay. So that's where we're talking about placing you. Everything we do here, it's month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The pricing is set at a flat rate of $199. And then there's no... Is that a lot?
No, it's not a lot. It's just, I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really need it, really.
I mean, I'd say any business needs to market on Google. Coca-Cola doesn't need it, technically, but they still do it. It's just a good way to get connected to people who are looking for your services. It's not something that you're doing bad.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait until you're not doing well and then go trying to get first page placement. There might not be one available at that time, you know? The idea is to just brand yourself so that way people are always seeing you up there. You know, you have your Google reviews, just adds a lot of credibility to the business. I mean, the immediate clients is just one of the benefits, but there's a lot more to it than just the immediate phone calls. We saw you were doing Home Advisor. You know, we figured we'd call you about this. Home Advisor is using this.
Yeah, no, totally.
That's how they get the leads that they resell you. So... We figured we would just cut out your middleman and let people call you directly off of Google. You won't have to pay per lead any longer. Are you spending more than $199 a month with Home Advisor now?
I haven't. They haven't helped me at all. So I was kind of not really into what they were doing either.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you're not into any of it, I mean, I don't want to waste your time. It's just an opportunity. I mean, some businesses, it helps them dramatically, but, you know, you got to be willing to see the value in it. Some guys, they can't get past the point of paying for advertising. I can understand that as well, you know.
I mean, I could do it for a month. That's fine and see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd like it. I mean, if you could do anything with that Home Advisor campaign, then you'll do great with this. And all we're doing is putting you in front of people who are already Googling what you do in the first place. So it's ideal.
Is there any way that, like, we could go over this tomorrow? Because I'm on vacation right now with my family and stuff.
Gotcha.
Could call me tomorrow, I'll definitely do the month or whatever.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I mean, we have the listing available currently, and since they're calling out on it, if you could give me, like, 2 to 3 minutes, I'll close out the category with you, and then we can do the client interview tomorrow. That's where we go over, like, all the details as far as every service you're listed for and the service area.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll try to go as quickly as I can. What's your last name, Christopher?
Oh, you're fine. Yep. Veltkamp, Veltkamp.
Veltkamp. And then what's your business email where I could send you the invoice receipt and the agreement in writing?
It's Armored, A-R-M-O-R-E-D, Holmes, H-O-M-E-S, mt@gmail.com.
Okay, and you don't have an active website at the moment?
No, not right now.
Okay, do you want me to develop one for you? I won't charge you anything extra.
How does that work?
So I would purchase a domain on your company's behalf.
Oh, you just get a domain name or whatever?
Well, we're a Google partner. Yeah, it's a name. It's not going to lead to nothing. We'll go and develop all the content for you, but obviously we'll get, like, photos and logo from you later when you're not on vacation, but I'll at least get the domain and have them start building the content, and then we'll get that up and running and have it attached to your placement on Google.
Okay.
You want it? It's no extra charge. Like I said, I just want to make sure that you're not missing anything compared to the other companies that are up there. And the Kitchen Cabinets, Bozeman, and Shamrock Carpentry, they both have .coms. Same thing with Black Diamond.
Yeah, we can just go on, because I'm already kind of, I have a plan for that.
Okay. Well, I can build it as a temporary one, too. You know, anytime if you want to switch out and
go.
If your lady's, like, already working on one, let her take her time with it, or if you have somebody working on it, you know, and then I'll send you my number right now. Just call me when you guys want to switch out the domain name. It takes a couple seconds to swap
it
out.
Yeah, perfect. That works fine.
Okay, I'll send you my number right now, too.
Sorry, dude, I get a lot of sketchy phone calls.
I could tell, I could tell. Kind of, like, you seem really, like, off-put in the beginning of the call, but that's okay. You know, I've been doing this for 10 years, so, you know, there's a lot of times people aren't really anticipating talking to us. We don't really know when the spots are going to become available either. Google just kind of gives us a list of the guys that qualify, and they say, go find one, you know?
That's sweet. Sounds good to me.
All right. So I sent you my number. Google's going to mail you a PIN card or a postcard in the mail. Have you ever heard of that before? It's called a PIN verification letter.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had an address on file already of 1236 North 14th Avenue, apartment A108. Is that still accurate?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want me to hide your apartment number on the listing?
Right now? Right? David Ray? Okay. No, you can have it on there. It's fine. Or they probably won't know where to send it.
Okay. Well, no, we'll still send the postcard. I'm just saying for, like, your potential customers and people Googling for your services.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely hide that number.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I got it for my personal use of sending you the PIN verification, but, like, on your actual listing, I'll have it off so that people aren't seeing it. And then two more things. So how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Just like Monday. You could do every single day, like 7 a.m. to like 7 p.m. or something like that.
Okay. I can go Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then if anything changes, you can always change these things too.
Okay.
And then I'm assuming the number we're on is going to be the primary business line for the customers to call you?
Yep.
Okay. And then last question is your client interview tomorrow. What's the best time to contact you?
Like 11:30 or 12 is fine.
Okay. I have 12 to 1 mountain time available. You said you were on vacation with your family. What time zone are you in?
Is this the same time zone as home? Yeah. Mountain time.
Okay. So you guys are still, kind of close.
Yeah, we just...
Is it 4:30?
States down.
Yeah, is it 4:36 on your time right now, on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I got it scheduled between 12 and 1 o'clock tomorrow. And then the last thing we got to do is secure that payment, and then I'll let you get back to the family. How did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I just have a business card or something.
Okay, it says Armored Homes on it?
Yep.
Okay, I'll email you the invoice receipt, so that way you could use it as a write-off here. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yep.
All right, Chris, on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5293-8751.
Okay.
0002.
Okay.
2656.
2656. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
12/24.
Okay, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
744.
744. Okay. And then just as an added form of protection for you, there is a security question for your account. So that way, if anybody calls in trying to access the billing, or if we contact you and you want to verify it's the right company, you can ask the security question. So you have three options. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one works best for you?
City I was born in.
Okay. What city were you born in, Chris?
Bozeman.
Oh, so you still live where you were born?
Yep.
Wow. I bet you know everybody in this town.
Yeah, that's why it kind of is like, I don't know if I really need it or not. I've gotten all of my work from, like, just people I've known, so.
Word of mouth, yeah. So this would just be not just new clients, but, again, the branding.
It's extra.
Yeah, it'll help, too, because all those reviews and all those people you work with on the past, you can get them to write reviews on your Google business profile. And then even if you canceled this, like let's say you stopped working with me a couple months down the line, I don't think you will, but just hypothetically,
yeah.
You still have all that reputation. It's not like HomeAdvisor and Angie's List where if you cancel them, they delete all that stuff. You know, your Google stuff builds credibility and then they'll still have your site and be able to see all those things. Yeah, so there's long-term benefits. That's what I was trying to explain too. I'm like, you want to kind of document everything you do, even if you've been doing it for a while. It's not just about the immediate customers that you get from it.
Yeah.
All right. So I have everything squared away. You're going to get a welcome text message and a welcome email here shortly. It's going to have an outline of the agreement in writing. You do have to sign off on that. It's a month-to-month agreement, so you aren't binded to any kind of contract, but it is set up to automatically renew each month on the 10th day. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. So if you just don't want to do it anymore, let me know, and there's no questions asked, you know, we'll part ways. But I think you're going to love it. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that you do, and
cool.
It turns into something long-term for you. So I texted you my number. Enjoy your vacation with the family. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns prior to that client interview or along the way, just feel free to give me a call, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'll be looking for that tomorrow.
Yeah, client interview is scheduled for
what
tomorrow.
Time?
I'm sending you the invitation right now. You're going to get a text or email. You want to hang on for a second? Make sure you get it?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, let me know when you get it. It went to armoredhomesmt@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, I'm sure I got it then.
Okay. Yeah, it's scheduled between 12 and 1 mountain time.
Okay. Good.
All right. All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll get started on everything, okay?
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.